Sego. I'm Dale Miller from CKRZ 100.3 FM News, the voice of the Grand. Local director and cinematographer John Ilya went to Facebook on Thursday evening to announce that a film he directed titled Little Deer was nominated for two awards at this year's upcoming Chilliwack Independent Film Festival, which is taking place November 17th and 19th in Chilliwack, British Columbia. The film was nominated for the Chilliwack Spirit Award and Best Cinematography for his work on the film Little Deer. Elliot spoke with CKRZ News after a post-screening and a Q&A for his film at the Two Row Media Festival on October 22nd. During the interview, he spoke about how the film came to life, saying he wanted to use this as a chance to educate people on their experiences in residential school, but not just the horrifying things that had happened, but also the story of love and friendship that will last forever. Elliot describes the concept of the film being a fictional film that is based on the experiences and the residential school survivors. Elliot explained it was more important to feel what they went through rather than to see what they went through a documentary style. The following is a clip from the interview with CKRZ News, where Elliot gives a detailed description of how the narrative of the story was formed.
Through the whole process, you know, I would kind of like hear what their stories were, write notes down, write down like, you know, ideas as far as like what I thought we could do in the narrative. And I wanted the survivors to really lead everything that we did decision-wise. So I wasn't going to do any story elements that they weren't into. I asked them, I was like, what do you want? What do you not want? What are you comfortable sharing about your experiences? What aren't you? So it took a long time, but yeah, we really kind of honed in on this fact of like, there's the stories that I don't think really a lot of people tell about the experiences at the school, which is, you know, how do these students, when they were there, how did they make it through the experiences they did, you know?
Elliot also spoke about the hurdles and the possible backlash that had to be overcome when it comes to financing and looking for support in a project like Little Deer.
That was something that, you know, I was thinking about literally right from the beginning of even the discussions of like, okay, I see what other projects, how they present the residential school experience. In my opinion, there's a lot of projects who really, I don't know, for lack of a better term, they kind of like make it into trauma porn. Right. It's kind of like, OK, here's these terrible traumatic events. And this is, you know, we're just showing that we're not showing these people as real people who experience things outside of this. It's like we're just going to focus on the negative. We're just going to focus on all of the terrible things that happened to them. And I knew both for me and the survivors, we both wanted to stray away from that because, you know, that's not all these people are. That's not all our families are. That's not all our community is. It's just, you know, pain, pain, pain the whole time. It's like, you know, there's in our community, it's like people are very fucking resilient, very, you know, like they address those issues, but they heal and they move on from them. And they learn to grow, you know, in some way, shape or form from what they went through. So, it was a barrier, in a lot of ways to get funding for the project because of that. Because, you know, a lot of the funding bodies still want to, you know, they want to support projects that are about this experience, but the way we wanted to tell the story was a bit different from what they expected, which was like, you know, the trauma porn aspect of things. So it took, you know, a lot of finagling in our grant applications and really, again, like taking that survivor-led approach of being like, this is how they want the story told. And if there was any pushback, it was like, well, you know, we're not imposing our own views of the residential school experience on real experiences. We're taking those real experiences and we're having the survivors who are guiding the project. So, yeah, I think it was that approach presented just like a few issues, but thankfully we were able to kind of overcome them quickly.
Elliot also went to Facebook to say, "Nyawa to the jury at the festival for nominating us, and we can't wait to see everyone at the screening." The film Little Deer is set to screen next Saturday, November 18th at 4 p.m. alongside other great films at the Indigenous Stories Program. I'm Dea Miller, and for more updates on what's going on in our community, stay tuned to CKRZ 100.3 FM News, the voice of the Grand.